Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me?'" This is our text. We've all heard the stories and seen the news reports about parents who leave their children alone. A child might get sick because his mother left him in the car while she went into the casino. Or maybe the father was in the bar. You know, I found a story from a few years ago about a mother in Colorado who left her six children, ages 6 to 15, home alone for 17 days while she went on vacation to Italy. Now, I'm not aware of any law on the books that says how old a child needs to be legally left behind, but I think in this case we all recognize that this is just a little excessive. What? Are you kidding? Leaving your children at home alone for 17 days? Now, I don't know all the details, but do you recoil from this? We know that there's something wrong, that this is not good parenting. You can't just abandon your children. Now, in today's text, Jesus is also speaking about going away. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. But what is Jesus talking about? Is Jesus playing games? Now you see me, now you don't. I'm back. But Jesus isn't playing games. Jesus will be leaving his disciples, but he's not going to abandon them. And he is going to return. All throughout the Gospels, Jesus had predicted his death. He tells his disciples in no uncertain terms that he will be killed. He even told them how it would happen. But the disciples just don't seem to understand him. And in today's gospel text, again, the disciples are confused. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will see me, and a little while and you will, a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" What does he mean by a little while? We don't know what he's talking about. Now put yourself in the disciples' shoes for a minute. Jesus has just said that in only a little while he will leave them. You can imagine the questions. So when exactly are you leaving? Where are you going? How long will you be gone? Can't you just take us with you? What are we going to do while you're gone? You are coming back, right? Today's gospel text is part of Jesus' discourse with the disciples in the upper room on Monday, Thursday. We know what happened on Friday. Jesus died. He left his disciples and he let himself get arrested and killed. It would only be a little while from Thursday's dinner before the disciples would no longer see Jesus. That little while didn't even last 24 hours. And the disciples knew that Jesus was in danger. They had warned him to stay away from Jerusalem. They knew the scribes and the Pharisees were out to get him. And probably the Romans too. So on that Thursday evening, when Jesus and his disciples go to the Garden of Gethsemane, no wonder Peter was so eager to whip out his sword to put a stop to the threat against Jesus. But Jesus, has something else in mind. He tells Peter to put away his sword. And Jesus submitted to being arrested and killed. He had to leave his disciples. Jesus had to go to the cross. Because Jesus had to take care of their sin. He had to take care of your sin. He couldn't leave you to wallow in the pit of misery of your own making. He had to act. He had to die. For the disciples, they had two long nights without their Lord. I'm sure they felt abandoned. That little while until Jesus returned must have seemed like an eternity. Jesus had said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." In a little while, Jesus returned. On Easter morning, when the women went to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. It wasn't long until they began to see Jesus again. For Mary Magdalene, it was in the garden where she saw Jesus. Two disciples met him on the road to Emmaus. Later, on Easter Sunday, Jesus appears to the rest of the apostles, except for Thomas, and they were exceedingly glad. And when Thomas saw his Lord again, he cried out, "My Lord and my God!" This too, Jesus had foretold. Jesus said, "You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Can you imagine the joy that the disciples felt, having their best friend in the whole world who had died, but was now risen, never to rise again, never to die again? But Jesus would depart again. Like the prophets of the Old Testament, Jesus was not only foretelling an imminent future, but also of a future that was to come. It would only be another little while before Jesus would leave his disciples again. Only this time he wasn't leaving them to go and die. He was leaving them to ascend into heaven. Only 40 days later, just a little while after he rose from the dead, the disciples see Jesus go into heaven. Now they do not see him. And the disciples are again left wondering what to do. They had watched him disappear from their sight, yet they keep on looking into heaven, watching for Jesus. And two angels came and asked them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Only then did the disciples return to Jerusalem as Jesus had commanded them. But Jesus didn't return after a few days, or a few weeks, or months, or years. Even now, 2,000 years later, Jesus still hasn't come back. But yet, Jesus says he will be back in a little while. People tell us that Jesus will never come back. It's silly to think that he would after all this time. No matter how you think about it, 2,000 years just doesn't seem like a little while. But Peter writes in his second epistle, "Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Jesus will come as he promised. And so to strengthen us as we wait this little while for our Lord's return, Jesus sends his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not leave us without Jesus. He will take what belongs to Jesus and give it to us. You know, the Holy Spirit is sort of the shy person of the Trinity. He doesn't really care if he's noticed. He's busy pointing you to Jesus and delivering Jesus to you. He takes what belongs to Jesus and gives it to you. He gives you Jesus' words. This morning, when Pastor pronounced the forgiveness of all your sins, that was the Holy Spirit speaking and giving you Jesus. When you heard the lessons read, that was the Holy Spirit speaking, giving you Jesus. The Spirit takes the forgiveness of sins that belongs to Jesus, and He declares it to you. The Spirit comforts us as we wait a little while for Jesus to return. But we didn't just hear that happen this morning. We saw it happen. The Holy Spirit washes us in Jesus' words. When little Jarrett Dean was baptized, the Holy Spirit took what belongs to Jesus and gave it to Jarrett. In that baptismal water, Jarrett was buried with Christ in his death, and he was raised with Christ in his resurrection. He has that promise of lifelong comfort because of that word from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit feeds us the words of Jesus. He gives us Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. The Holy Spirit preaches to us and washes and feeds us as we wait a little while for Jesus to return. The Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with His gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the true faith. In the same way He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. And after a little while, He will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. The Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus' gift to His church. He doesn't leave us, abandon us, forsake us, drop us off, or leave us at home while He goes on vacation. No, He sends His Holy Spirit. And in the midst of this little while of death and dying and sin, we have the comfort that the Lord is with us. Even when we feel forsaken, we know that He is with us, helping us, comforting us, strengthening our faith through His word, and that He will, in a little while, bring us to our eternal inheritance in the resurrection of the dead. You have sorrow now, but Jesus says, I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God fill your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.